31. Back to Conspiracy School, Part 2. As always, we are your hosts, Julian Field,
Annie Kelly,
and Travis View.
Welcome back, my darling listeners, to Part 2 of our exploration into the British homeschooling conspiracy scene. In our last episode, just to recap, I introduced you to Hope Community Sussex, a surprisingly effective home education centre born out of the British anti-lockdown movement. We discussed its founders, Katie Jo Murfin and Matt and Sadie Single, and their political and educational philosophies. And Julian enlightened us all with some surprising but factually accurate detail about the origin of the schoolgirl skirt, which I'm sure he definitely knows for non-perverted reasons.
I had to look it up, but I just assumed that it was of your island perversions.
Yeah, you're right. I would have guessed the French, but it shows what I know.
No, we have imagination on our side.
In today's episode, I'm going to dive a little more critically into what is actually being taught at home education centres like this one, and whether the founders' insistence that they're not sites of conspiracist indoctrination are correct. I've not been allowed on the physical site at Hope myself, and the only contact that I've had with its founders have been by email, which I have to say they were very polite and obliging about answering.
Yes, if a little bit passionate, I would say. They jumped right in, you know, they had no kind of like, oh, well, I don't want to come off as a conspiracist. It's like, no, let us talk about this.
Yeah, I mean, I should say there was a whole discussion before where they wanted to know who I worked for and what I'd written about before they would answer my questions. But I just answered honestly and yeah, just kept on asking and they were pretty obliging about it. So yeah, they could have aired me, do you know? So I'm a little limited on what I can report beyond what is posted on social media. Having said that, from their Facebook page, it's clear that it's not all 9/11 and Rothschild conspiracy theories. In fact, a lot of it looks quite nice. I've posted some screenshots so you guys can see what I mean.
So yeah, looks like they're building a fire in out in the woods and roasting some marshmallows, climbing trees. Sounds like a wholesome good time. Planting gardens. You see they have them marked. They got a little greenhouse going. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's like very interesting. Again, pretty inoffensive stuff.
Interesting. I'm going to point my gun at your head and plant a garden in your skull. I am not threatening the children. I was saying this to Travis.
So, yeah, one of the comments here says, today a younger group learned about the properties of 3D shapes, then did a shape hunt outside. Afterwards, we did some reading and writing, then made toffee. It links to our reading book, The Enchanted Wood, by Enid Blyton. After lunch, we had another beautiful trip to the woods and built a fire, toast marshmallows, do an autumn scavenger hunt, and tried out the new Kelly kettle for hot chocolate in the woods. It wasn't a balanced diet kind of day, but it was loads of fun. Thank you to everyone, especially Sundeep, for your beautiful woods and leading on the fire building. Blessed we are to have this community. Smiley face, heart, prayer emojis. So... yeah, I mean, yeah, it's fun. It's like, you know, it's like summer camp kind of stuff.
Yeah. It's pretty nice. Mm-hmm. Do they have forest schools in the US? They're quite popular here. It kind of reminds me a bit of forest schools. Yeah, although having said that, I mean, like, I sometimes think there is a bit of a funny thing about forest schools because a few of my friends have considered or are maybe going to send their children to them. And I thought they sounded really nice, but I actually just recently found out that apparently the point of a forest school is the children never go inside, like their whole school day is spent outdoors. And this is in the UK, I should remind you, where we do not have very nice weather. It's pretty wet and cold. So the way to get around just those days of being incredibly rainy.
Yeah, in the UK, it's like they just in the UK they just call it a wellies and raincoat school.
So they have like a little like tarp. So they're kind of they're sheltered, but they're not outside. But it's one of those things where I think when I realized that, and a friend of mine who was applying said that, yeah, they advised to wrap them up like they were going mountaineering. And I don't know, I think my slightly romantic associations with the forest school slightly ended there. Because I guess I thought, well, I wouldn't like to be outside all day. Do you know? And I sometimes think it's maybe a bit unfair to ask something of your child that you aren't totally willing to do yourself. Like,
that's right.
I like going into my nice cozy office and working with a cup of tea in my four walls on a rainy day. And so could I reasonably ask my child to, you know, while I do that, while I wrap up nice and toasty, drinking my tea, sitting on my laptop, could I reasonably be sending him out in all weather, just being like, it's good for you, son.
Get out there with the misery and the mushrooms.
Yeah.
You sound 65, Annie. I don't want to be insulting, but my toasty and I'm all wrapped up with a cup of tea.
Well, I mean, everyone likes being a little bit cozy, wrapped up.
It's so true.
Not just 65-year-olds.
I do like that.
I know. Sometimes I think there is a bit of a problem with this isn't to do with hope. Now I'm just ranting in general about parenting, modern parenting philosophies. But sometimes I think there is a bit of an issue where we're so desperate to kind of create the perfect childhood for our child that we actually end up asking of them things that we would not do ourselves.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, like parents who are like, no sugar whatsoever. It's like, well, do you never have a little bit of sugar? Do you never have a little biscuit?
Yeah.
Or
Well, I read this article that says it deforms their brains.
Yeah.
And it turns them into dopamine seekers. And then it's like you go back on your Facebook and scroll through all the bullshit you love, like animal videos.
But yeah, anyway, Hope Community do have buildings, so I'm not accusing them of being one of these forest schools. And in this regard, they're actually better.
No, exactly. For example, they have a polytunnel, which is not what you think, listener. This is from the Beautiful Post. 240 winter plants bedded into our polytunnel today by some of the kids at Hope who have been learning about ecosystems and interdependence. Heart, this is cute, you know.
It is nice.
Interdependence, like something tells me they're not quite teaching them about socialism, but it's like this is really such a sign of like almost there. You know, you're almost there. It's like, yes, we are interdependent. Yes, we should have community projects. Mm. But for some reason, I feel like homesteading is more of the vibe here. Nice little plants.
I mean, it reminds me of, I don't know if they're teaching this, the Three Sisters planting system. Where they, you know, they plant corn, beans, and squash, and they are able to, you know, they interact and support each other by fertilizing the soil, that kind of stuff.
Mm. Yeah, the system that we stole from the Native Americans, for sure.
So, as I said, I'm a potential subversive to Hope, and therefore I'm forbidden from entering their site myself.
Oh, sad.
But luckily for me, they did give an extensive video tour to the British conspiracy YouTuber Richard Vobes in 2023.
You've been listening to a sample of a premium episode of the QAA podcast. For access to the full episode, as well as all past premium episodes and all of our podcast miniseries, go to patreon.com/QAA. Travis, why is that such a good deal?
Well, Jake, you get hundreds of additional episodes of the QAA podcast for just $5 per month. For that very low price, you get access to over 200 premium episodes, plus all of our miniseries. That includes 10 episodes of Man Clan with Julian the Nanny, 10 episodes of Perverts with Julian and Liv, 10 episodes of The Spectral Voyager with Jake and Brad, plus 20 episodes of Trickle Down with me, Travis View. It's a bounty of content and the best deal in podcasting.
Travis, for once, I agree with you. And I also agree that people could subscribe by going to patreon.com/QAA.
Well, that's not an opinion. It's a fact.
You're so right, Jake.
We love and appreciate all of our listeners.
Yes, we do. And Travis is actually crying right now, I think. Out of gratitude, maybe?
That's not true. The part about me crying, not me being grateful. I'm very grateful.